We're now going to take a moment to think about technology that we use without thinking. NPR's Jill Palka is exploring the origins of many common items, including the windshield wiper.
It may seem hard to imagine a world without windshield wipers, but there was. Mary Anderson lived in that world. In 1902, she was visiting New York City.
She was riding a streetcar, and it was snowing, and she observed that the streetcar driver had to get out and continually clean off the windshield.
That's Sarah Scott Wingo.
Mary Anderson was my great-great aunt.
So Anderson was riding in the streetcar in the snow, and she thought it didn't make sense that the driver had to keep jumping out to clean off the windshield. What if there were some sort of blade that could do it for him?
She went home, drew a sketch,
and wrote up a description of her idea. Then she thought, what the heck? I'll apply for a patent.
Be it known to all that I, Mary Anderson, a citizen of the United States residing in Birmingham, in the county of Jefferson, in the state of Alabama, have invented a new and useful improvement in window cleaning devices.
The patent application describes how the wiper was operated by a handle inside the vestibule of the motor car and was easily removable,
thus leaving nothing to mar the usual appearance of the car during fair weather.
The application was filed June 18, 1903. On November 10th that same year, the United States Patent Office awarded Anderson patent number 743801 for her new device. Sarah Scott Wingo says Anderson tried to interest manufacturing firms in making her windshield wipers for the emerging motor car industry, but no takers. A letter from the firm of Dinning and Eckenstein is one of Wingo's prized possessions.
Dear Madam, we beg to acknowledge receipt of your recent favor with reference to the sale of your patent. In reply, we regret to state we do not consider it to be of such commercial value as would warrant our undertaking its sale. They missed out, don't you think?
Sarah Scott Wingo doesn't know for sure why Anderson's invention never went anywhere, but she suspects it might have been because Anderson was such an independent woman.
She didn't have a father, she didn't have a husband, and the world was kind of run by men back then.
It doesn't seem as if Mary Anderson was crushed by the rejections. She lived another 50 years, long enough to see windshield wipers become ubiquitous. Wingo says her family is proud of Anderson's accomplishments.
I have three daughters. We talk about Mary Anderson a lot, and we all sort of feel like we want to be open and receptive to sort of our own Mary Anderson moments.
If Anderson didn't get any money for her invention, at least she finally got some credit. In 2011, she was inducted into the Inventors Hall of Fame. Joe Palka, NPR News.